All right, it's a good afternoon and welcome to Realm of the Historics. And today we are going to be together as we have been together. You know, we've been talking about a lot of things, and today we'll talk about a lot of things as well. We've been trying to find the history of Africa, whether it is singular or plural. You know, whether African people are one. You know, whether or not African people are one, or do we have peoples of Africa? We've come to that conclusion last week. And, I want to make the realm of the historics. We'll come back to our heavy topics. You know, those heavy topics where, you know, you feel like, hey, some of these topics are very powerful. We'll go back to them. But, let's be relaxed a little bit. You know, let's be relaxed a little bit. You are coming from a very heavy, conversation of Mike. And therefore, now I just want to go softer a little bit. So that you can, you know, relax your mind. And at the same time, you know, listening to music. I will give you some wonderful music, alongside, you know, softer conversation. Because you are coming from the heaviest conversation. I don't want to make today's conversation very heavy. But I want to make it a little bit softer. There's something I have discovered. There's something that I have discovered that many people don't, or many people are ignoring. Most of the time we are ignoring, and it is very serious. It is very serious when the children are now teenagers, you know, 13, 14, that teen. At least from 13 to 19, that age, that 6 year, you know, 6 year period. That is a very powerful, interesting, tiresome, very difficult, complex, cumbersome, you know, age to deal with. So, yesterday, my daughter came home and she said something. And I was quiet enough to observe, to see what the mother will say. Because what the mother says determines whether she will continue or she will stop. So, yesterday she came with a very interesting but very serious issue that she brought to the mother's attention. And I was listening. I was in my production studio. But then, I was listening and I decided I will not jump in. Let me observe. Let me hear what the mother will say. So, very interesting. Apparently, she was approached by a boy. And this boy sort of expressed his interest in her. These are just grade 7, pupils. These are just pupils. You know that word, pupil? So, and a boy approached her that and said things, and according to my daughter, she even cried because she has never heard such a thing in her life. Okay? So she has never heard something like that in her life. And she said, look, I have not yet given the answer. I have not yet given the answer. And that, in my own terminology, brought a bit of a karatagoma. You know, it brought a bit of a karatagoma between her and the mother. The mother told her, nope, you are not going to give any answer because you are still too young for those things. Those things are not your age. You are still too small for that. So you are not going to give that answer, and I must not hear it again. You see what is going on? Now, whether or not she is going to give the answer, or whether or not she is not going to say yes or no, there is a seed already planted in her, and that seed might compete with everything else. You know, that seed might grow in her and start to compete with anything else. And then the hottest age is 15 in girls. Girls, when they are 15, 16, 17, that age is hot. In fact, a lot of girls start at 13. That stage is the hottest stage in girls. It is very hot because, number one, they are developing breasts. Number two, some of them already started with their cycles, with their cycle, and their hormone, you know, it is an age of hormonal activation. You know, hormonal automation. Let me put it in a technological way that you understand. When the hormonal platforms are automated, then you know that is the hottest time ever. Hottest. And girls start to realize that they are very important. They start to realize that they are wanted. They start to feel that like they are loved. They start to feel demand. In fact, they start to set up standards. I even see my daughter now refusing to bath with her sister because apparently she's grown. She does not want to bath with her sister. I see that. And I'm just observing quietly. And you know, during that hottest time, that is the time we parents fail miserably. Because it's time we resort to violence. When we hear them talk about whoever, David, at school, David, or Mesach, you know, or Junior.
Goeie nuus, Imba het nou nog beter geword. Ons het splinternuwe funksies bygevoeg om jou ervaring vinniger, beter en kragtiger te maak as ooit tevore. Is jy gereed om die volle potensiaal van Imba te geniet? Kry alle eksklusiewe funksies vir slegs $36 per maand of spaar selfs meer met ons spesiale intekenplanne. 5% afslag vir 'n 3 maande intekening, 10% afslag vir 'n 6 maande intekening en 25% afslag vir 'n 12 maande intekening. Kies die beste plan vir jou werk en geniet al die voordele wat Imba bied teen 'n onverbeterlike prys. Imba, waar die wêreld saamkom, laai dit af en teken vandag aan.
So they start to talk about Junior more. Me and Junior, me and David. You know David, David always provokes me. They start to talk about David more. Then you start to know, to notice that something is cooking. And this is even in older women. Once you hear women, they talk about, a male colleague more. They talk about a male colleague more. That me and so you start to connect the dots. Now, I don't want to spark a pempamity. So let me leave it there, like for adult women. I want to focus on the teenagers now. And parents, you need to listen to me. Because this is the area we fail the most. This is the age stage where we perform the worst. Because we start acting violently. And you see, this 13, 14, 15, 16, They start scrutinizing parents. My mother is not who she even says she is. You know, she goes to church, but she does this and this and this. Then I can just continue. Because they will start deciding, like for Christian mothers, you used to go to church followed by your children. Now one of them start to withdraw, to say, no, I'm not going. They start to stay home more because they are busy discovering themselves. They are busy finding out about themselves. They are busy rediscovering, that is what I call an installation period. Where the hormonal software is in compatibility check. You know, testing reality. Please do not turn off your system. Update underway. That is a very difficult stage in girls. And we are going to talk about boys. In girls, that becomes very difficult because now they want to be touched, they want to be hugged, they want to be complimented, they want to be noticed. And you know what? Most of these things don't happen at home. Most of this noticing, compliments, you know, hugs, do not take place at home. When the child comes wanting a hug, you hug, you say, hug for what? I'm busy. Hug for what? Then he's going to be hugged. Then she's going to be hugged by Thomas in the street. She's going to be validated by Thomas. She is going to be noticed by Thomas, the boy from the school. And before you know, you are beating the child for the consequences. You know, you are beating the child for the consequences of your ignorance. As a parent, you are now beating a child. You are now beating a child. Tell me, who is the person? Okay, maybe there is no pregnancy. But the teacher found Thomas and your daughter, you know, hugging or kissing in the school corridor or behind the walls. And they are caught red-handed. And the report is given, is issued. That's when you start beating, right? You only be angry and you'll beat. Well, beating is good, but it will not solve the problem in the long run. What you need to do it now. And it is not about, it's not thunder. Do not create thunders. Talk to the child slowly, seriously, but softly. And listen to the child. Listen to her argument. Then use her argument to help her. Because she is confused. And in fact, she is trying to discover herself. But certain things are too early for her to understand. Therefore, that's when you need to come in. You need to tell her to say, look, we were there. This is what you feel when you come to this point. But it does not mean you must get a boy. That is how it means. Until you grow up, you have finished your school, that's when you can have a man that you are going to live with, you are going to build the future with. But if you start fighting, you will lose the war. You will lose the war. I saw it with my parents, with my cousins, my cousins, my parents were defeated one by one. They lost the battles one after the other. Because in the culture, to say, if I see you walking with who, they will discover, they will come up with a mechanism where you don't need to see them. But the result is pregnancy in most cases. Or, you know, STDs. Like now, we are having, you know, though HIV is no longer a threat, there is a high, you know, treatment, you know, level in Namibia with when it comes to HIV, but it does not mean HIV infections are dead. So if it is not pregnancy, it is STDs. Those are the things that we'll get. You will be pregnant at your age and become a mother. So, those are the things. And it is not a very, it's not a walk in the park. It's not a walk in the park to deal with these children, the teenagers. It's not a walk in the park. And with this so-called sex education that is coming on, we don't know what the impact of that is. Then parents need to double effort on mechanisms to deal with their children at home. Because otherwise children will go by what their teachers are saying. what their teachers are telling them. So, this is a different, I mean, this is a different, that period from 13 to 19, it's a difficult period. At 20 years, you start to wind down. Some people continue from 13 up to 27 or 30. They continue, and 30, they settle down. They have understood what life is. They've made mistakes. Now they are settling down. But the problem is that you are sitting down, having already 4 to 5 children with different men. And now you want to settle down, and nobody really want to marry somebody with kids. That's a fact from experience. Because somebody with a kid, you are likely to become the stepfather, and you will not win that game. So that's why most men are afraid of taking women with who have kids. All right, so we are going for a short musical break. We are going to be back with more.
Tiloshisho o tali kulandula kona avewa yuk. E kwashili pale kolo maruendo paiwano kupitila mo NHB. O atuka teleko meshwe kwashili pale kolo afika mafio pedola e miliona omlongo da Namibia. Moshi joshe tukeshe kuyanja o makwafo unamiti e nashane filoshisho lo paulumo mumbu. Kwa avoveli ponje yoshilongo, shijoshi topo rwasho ijo yetu, tashiningwa inapawe banando ishoshe layash. Opo umone ya kulolo polis mwule o minute disyona elela, lishangifako nhp.com.na o manga ino ya moruendo. Ponjeo Shilong. E mangono malandula fano, o dodino kulandurwa. NHP, rooted in care for you.
Your health, your life, your peace of mind. NHP, we're about you.
Morning, bride or groom.
Groom.
This way. Morning, bride. Morning, bride.
Morning, bride. Morning, bride.
Bye.
never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry.
Give me some guitar.
If you wanna be happy for the rest of your life, never make a pretty woman your wife. So from my personal point of view, get an ugly girl to marry.
Yeah.
another day has gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did you have to go? My world so cold.
All right. So, you know, when you are in this age, this teenage, age period, you know, from my experience, I didn't understand what was going on. You know, you get confused. You don't understand what is going on. You know, all of a sudden you are just obsessed about certain things. You know, that's a time when you start to be self-aware. Because when you are 10, 11, 12, you know, for me, until I was 13, I was fine. You know, things started to be messed up when I turned 14, 14, 15, 16, 17, my goodness. 18, 19, things became hot. That's when you start to be obsessed about, you know, start to be obsessed of girls. And you don't understand what is going on. Because this moment you are very happy, the next moment you are very moody, very angry. You know, puberty, puberty is a terrible, very terrible, you know, age or a very terrible stage of life. Because that's the time everything wakes up. Hormonal inculcation. Everything wakes up. You wake up in the morning, huh? You see? So it's a very difficult stage. And that's why we need to understand, as parents, that the children are going through a very difficult, you know, stage, and we have to help them. Those parents whose children have passed this stage without, you know, girls pass this stage without getting pregnant, and, you know, without in getting involved with boyfriends or girlfriends, those are parents that we can really say they are winners. But that win is not guaranteed. You know, that win is not guaranteed. Because children can succumb. You know, just like adults. We succumb, we fall, and we want to think that the children can be perfect. Ours is to tell them, you know, let's have a conversation with them. Talk to your daughter. Explain to her why you think or why you are saying it is too early for her to get engaged in those things. Talk to her. Do not threaten her. The moment you threaten her, you are opening doors you will not be able to deal with. Do not threaten her. Just talk to her. Let her understand why you are saying it is too early for her to be in those things. Do not threaten your daughter. If I find you, if I hear it, you will see. Hey. Those were done in our time, yes. Even in our time, that's why parents fail. That's why my parents fail with my cousins. Because of those threats. Because parents, you know, in our days do not even have time to even talk about those things because it was a taboo. Well, it was a taboo. And the taboo led many to become pregnant. So, talk, have, this generation, eh? This generation, is a generation of reasoning. You need to reason with them. Sit down and reason together and tell them why do you think that is not, that do not, if you threaten, you are digging what you cannot deal with. You are starting a fire. You will not be able to put it off. Do not threaten. Do not threaten. If you threaten, I'm repeating this, you are setting traps against yourself. So, have a proper conversation with your daughter. Tell her the cons of having a boyfriend at her stage. Because the moment she opens her legs to anyone at that stage of 13, 14, that is an open door that even herself will not be able to close. And she will realize too late that she has wasted her time. So, we are living wisdom. Let your wisdom be like a hen that covers the chicks under her wings to protect them from vultures. It is your wisdom that will protect her, not your threats, not your power. It is your wisdom. How you are going to reason this thing with her. That is what is going to determine whether or not you are helping her or destroying her. Because most cases, we would rather threaten. We would rather threaten. And then threats will only make things worse. Threats will only make things worse. So you sit with her and tell her. And you give examples. Hey, look at who. They did not finish school because of that. And look at them now. So, if you continue with that, that is the same thing you are going to be. You are going to be like they. You are going to be like who? You are going to be like this one. Who did not finish school. Because to pick up from there and go, there are few of them that go back to school after that. The rest do not go with school anymore. So, this is a very difficult stage we are dealing with. Very difficult stage of puberty. Because that is a time, you know, they discover themselves. That is a time when boys start to think they are boys now. They are big boys. You know, it's a time even their vocal cord start to you know, to change. And they develop, you know, a voice box. They develop big voice and so forth. And now they think they are the one. You know, they now think they are the one. And even the way they will start to answer you back, it is now different. You are talking to him and he's just going. Say, Junior, I'm talking to you. And before you know, you have slapped him. And when you have slapped him, you are not putting him down. You are drawing him up. You are not putting him under discipline. You are now drawing him up. You are making him more stubborn. So that must be the last resort. After all attempts of, you know, reasoning have failed. That's when you teach him that at least you are still in charge. And for me, I speak publicly. I'm not democratic. So, and I don't subscribe to even, you know, to these democratic, chaotic laws of yours. In my house. In my house, one is one. So I don't, in as much as I'm tolerant and I resort to reasoning, that let's reason this thing out. Maybe there is a way out. So when diplomacy fails, I will teach you that I'm in charge. That one, there is no two way, there are no two ways about that one. But as parent, we run to the last resort quickly or too quickly. But we don't know that we can reason with children. Let's, you know, listen to them, hear them out. Hear them out. Listen to them and hear them out. Why are you doing this? No, it's because this and this. When this person spoke to me, I felt this. The person felt that and it is real. You know, what my daughter felt yesterday when that boy spoke to her, that was real. Okay? It is real. It's not something that it is fake. Now, she's telling the mother that she even cried because she has never heard that before. She has never heard a boy speaking to her in that manner. That is real. But how do we help her understand that it is not yet the time for that? Does my daughter have capacity to be with a boy? Yes. She has all the means. But it is not yet her time to do that. It is a right thing, it is a good thing happening at the wrong time, at the wrong age. Therefore, that's when we need to come in with wisdom to help her understand that fine, what I feel is real, but it is not the right time yet for this thing. When she understands that, she will know how to control herself. She will know how to refrain from, because boys will come. That's a fact. Whether I like it or not, whether the mother likes it or not, boys will come. And she's on the stage where she feels she's looking for validation. She's looking for compliment. She's looking for, you know, a company. She's looking for companionship. And that is natural. But it is not the right time. It is not the right time. So, she must first understand that and be told, but it just now depends on how you communicate that. If you shut her down, she will no longer tell you what she feels. She will no longer tell you what she feels, and she will make mistake in the long run because she's going to tell her friends. And her friends will tell her what she wants to hear because you as a parent have shut the doors up. So she's going to tell the friends how she feels. And then when she's going to tell the friend how she feels, the friends are going to validate her feelings and nullify your authority. And before you know, she's coming home, she's quiet, she's concealing certain things until you start to notice changes in her moods. Yeah. Until you start to know that she's vomiting in the mornings. Then already the highway has been set. It's a western bypass that you have removed the speed humps and allowed the engines to roll. Parents, don't play with a bomb. Most of us as parents are playing with a bomb. Don't play with a bomb. A teenage girl is a bomb. So, for you to avoid injury, do not try to diffuse it. It's not yet a ticking bomb until you make it a ticking bomb. Just apply wisdom. Apply wisdom to that, and then you will know. You will see. Well, if you want to participate in the program, 083-288-401. If you want to be participate in the program. Most of you are parents. Maybe you have a teenage girl, you have a teenage boy. Maybe you have gone through that. Your children are now grown. You can share with us some of the experience that you passed through, what you have done to help them avoid, you know, those, you know, wrong acquaintances. You can come through and just help us understand. But of course, we are here also playing music. It's weekend, so we talk and, you know, enjoy some music.
2017, I went to Rebel Salute.
Thank you. sleepless nights, the mansion in the fight, the same lady.
It's 15 minutes to the hour of 3 o'clock. Of course, 3 o'clock, that's my last hour. We are talking about the issue of teenage and issues, teenage period, and also pubertic stage. You know, the pubertic stage, that is a very difficult stage. Because that's where gross mistakes are made, and mistakes that can, some of them are some of them bring irretrievable damage. You know, irretrievable damage to our lives. You know, sometimes in those teenage and pubertic areas from 13 to of course 19, you can contract HIV and you are going to be on treatment forever. That's irretrievable damage. You become pregnant, you become a mother, you drop out of school, and sometimes chances of going back to school become very, very slim. That's also an irretrievable consequences or an irretrievable consequence to the action. So that's why we need to understand when you see that age is an age where, you know, you are the queen of the street. You are the queen. And everyone is talking to you, is calling you queen, 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 until damage is made to you. That's when the queenship is over and somebody else take over. Because when girls are on that age, they do not even listen. When you talk, they are talking back. When you try to correct her, she does not want to listen. She only comes to listening when she gets into trouble. You see? She only comes to listen when she gets into trouble. And some of the troubles have serious ramifications. Some of the activities are having serious ramifications. So it's parents that also contribute to this, because parents are, instead of reasoning, providing an open talk between mother and daughter or father, mother and daughter, parents unite and ignite a fire where it is them threatening. When we see you, if I find you, if I get you, if I hear about that, you'll see that is not a way to go. Because if you go that way, you have already lost. I can guarantee you that no matter how terrible your voice will sound, no matter how rambling your voice is, you have lost already. So you have already lost. So even God, you know, realized that threatening a human being will not work. The only thing that can work is when a human being is given an opportunity to reason. Let a human being tell God, why is he doing what he's doing? I'm doing this because you have not given me this or that. Say, oh, okay. But do you know that what I have given you is enough to help you go ahead? So even God in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 18 says, come, let us reason together. So come, let us talk. Let's talk it out. Yeah. Please come, let us talk it out. Because he realized threats does not work. Threats do not work. God knows that threats do not work. That a human being, you can threaten him, you can even kill him, but you have not solved the problem. So, The only thing, the only way to solve the issue is to have a talk out. Let's talk it out. Let's sit on the table. So that let's hear you out. And then let's also hear me out. So I've seen people being whipped, being beaten. But all those that were beaten, they became pregnant. One by one. So I've seen my parents lose battles one by one because of the method that they've employed, that they deployed was wrong. Yes. Oh, okay. 0832384401, that's the number in studio. The method, the mechanism that was employed was wrong. That's why it did not work. My parents failed. When my sister was in her teens, when my sisters were in their teens, again, history started to repeat itself. Because parents like to threaten. And they think threatening is a way to solve issues. It is not. The moment you start rambling with your large voice, that already means you have already lost. Therefore, let us employ or deploy a different mechanism. Let's talk it out. Let's reason. Let's call them. Why do you think you need a boyfriend this time? And then you listen to you listen to her reasoning, and then you help her understand why you are saying it is not the right time. You can even use examples. Do you know Namtenya? Your cousin, Namtenya, do you see how she is now? She is just in the village there. That's the type of life you want to be, to become. Once you lose school, you will just be in the village drinking and giving birth. That is what you are going to become. So, but this boy will spoil your life and he will continue with school while you drop out. So all those gifts that you think you are getting the gifts, those are not gifts. Those are traps to trap you into destroying your life. Those are not gifts. The gifts that the boys are bringing to you, they are not gifts. Those are traps. These boys are going to destroy your life, and they are going to continue with school and finish university and go on with their life. They are going to find other girls that are better, and they are going to move on. Well, you are going to be their baby mama, baby mamaring. You see? You are just going to be the baby mamaring. And you start complaining, saying, men are bad. Men are what? One, while you needed to listen. Even girls that are 19, 20, 21, 22, you are still in university. Leave these things of boyfriend stuff. Then you focus on your university, you get content with what your parents are giving you, and then you finish your university. Once you are done with your university, then you are able to now choose the right man for your life. You are able to choose the right man suitable for you that is going to help you, you know, build, that is going to build a future with you.
Thank you. different genre of music in Jamaica. We have the first, it was the Mento. Then it became ska. Then it moved to rock steady. Then it moved to reggae.
Yeah.
All right. We are back, and tomorrow is Father's Day, right? And Father's Day, we appreciate the fathers. I think 2 weeks ago, 2 or 3 weeks ago, it was Mother's Day. So tomorrow is going to be Father's Day. And of course, to the fathers, happy Father's Day in advance. Happy Father's Day in advance. Those that are fathers, it is not easy to be a father, because sometimes you are not understood. No one understands you. And for those who are fathers, please give them a hug, big hug tomorrow. Make a song for him. Make a poem for him. He's the only man in this world that wishes you the best. You know, he's the only one that wishes you to be better than him. The rest are competing with you. The rest see you as a competitor. But your father is the only man that wishes you the best. In fact, he wishes that you could be better than him. He wishes you to be better than him. That's the only man in the entire world that have gone out of the way, or that can go out of the way, risk everything for you. So your boyfriend can abandon you. Your friend can abandon you. You know? But your father wishes you well. Even those that have dead fathers, your father died wishing you well. Your father died wishing you well. So, today is tomorrow must be the most important day for you, and for father, as a father, you know, have a good day as a father. Enjoy fatherhood. So, and of course, next week we are going to have the heaviest conversation. Today, we just want us to take it a little bit softer. And of course, you know, talking and also enjoying music. But next week, we will go back into our element, where we are going to talk about heavy stuff, the heaviest. Because it seems that people are talking about aliens. And next week, we are going to investigate who are these aliens really, because everyone is talking about them. So next week we are going to talk about who are the aliens. So Abdul Ibrahim Chesa, and also Sifo Gumede will be coming up very soon. And of course, it's a Saturday afternoon. While you are relaxing, we are helping you relax. We talk to you. We are just giving you tips on how to deal with teenagers. People in their puberty stage, do not threaten. Do not shout. Do not ramble. But just talk it out. This is the time to instill wisdom in them. You know, teach them, train them, show them that, you know. Okay, so Abdul Ibrahim will wait. I'm just saying, don't tremble. That's a time to instill wisdom in them. You know, instill wisdom in them. Talk to them. Reason with them. Let them know that they can be heard, and let them understand that you can also be heard. And make it practical.
This next song is a Kris Kristofferson song that I had the pleasure.
Make it practical when you are explaining things to them. Let them know the consequences of their actions, so that when they do something, they know they were once told not to do it. Do not create a curiosity where they will have to try to see why you are preventing them. Create a reality in their hearts, in their minds, that my father told me that if I become pregnant, I will drop out of school. And dropping out of school, the consequences of dropping out of school are this and this and this. My father told me that a boy bringing gifts is a trap. It's a setup. This boy is setting me up so that he can destroy my life. That they will know. All right, we continue. 29 minutes to 4. We are still around. And I was inviting you to say, if you are there and you have experience on how we should deal with young people, like, you know, people who are teenagers from 13 to at least 19. Some goes, sometimes it's 13 to 21. When somebody's 21, they say, no, you are no longer a minor. You are now a major. So you are no longer a minor, you are a major. Now 21, apparently you know at least the difference between what is good and what is bad. You are no longer somebody who is a dependent. Yeah, but when you are 20 years, you know, the 20th year is a bridge. Yeah, it's a bridge because now you have crossed 19. You are not a minor as such. You are also not a major. I'm just using the word major there so that we just, you know, enjoy ourselves as we talk. So you are not a minor as such. 20 years, it's just a bridge that you are starting the first 20 years of your life from 20 to 40. That is now the first 20 years of your life. From 40 to 60 is the second 20 years of your life. Then from 60 at least to 80, that is your last 20 years of your life. But some people start 80 to 100 as the additional, you know, the period, the grace period. From 80 to 100 is a grace period. But 20 to 40, that's prime time. Those are your years. You know, you are 20, maybe you start to work, you know, 20 to 40, it's your time to enjoy yourself. 40 to 60 time, that is a time of very much hard work, where you are working very hard. And then 60 to 80, well, it depends what you have done in your 40s. Now come and determine how you are going to live your life in your 60s. Whether it is poverty or fulfillment, it will be determined by how you lived your second 20 years. So that is going to be determined by, you know, the 40 years, your 40s, into your 40s, if you worked very hard and you had maybe some savings, you will have retired, and now you are eating the fruit of your labor. So now you are eating the fruit of your labor. You are now watching your grandchildren grow, or your sons, you know, make it. You are just guiding them. And then from 60 to 80, you are now watching your grandchildren, or maybe great grandchildren. And then off you go. Maybe 80, 90, you go. So if you are lucky, you can live up to 100. That's a grace period. But in a hundred years to come, or maybe in 50 years to come, some of us will still maybe be alive, but very old. Or maybe some of us would have been gone already. It depends on how much time we are given. We don't know how much time we still have, because now everyone dies early or later. So it will just depends. We are here. I told you that I was going to play for you Abdul Ibrahim and Sifo Gumede, Alone in a Dark Place.
Thank you.
All right, we are here. We are still here. We are still with you. We are still here. We are still with you until the hour of 4 o'clock. Of course, 4 o'clock. Omoeri is coming up, but don't forget, I'm just giving you heads up that next Saturday, we are going to come in here. Who are the aliens? Because we are talking about aliens. No, we have aliens, you know, unidentified flying objects, UFOs. Apparently, in the 1960s, the Soviets plane, I don't know whether it is an Su-35 or SCS, one of those planes, apparently it intercepted a flying object, and it was more brighter than the sun. It was kind of like roundish, like a dish, and it was amazing. So could it be that we have other beings around our universe? Could it be that we have other creations around us? Well, we are going to know. Are these corporeal or incorporeal beings? Are these celestial or terrestrial beings? We are going to hear next Saturday. So please, you cannot afford this one. You cannot afford this one. Today we have been mild. You see, it is one of those days. Today is one of those days, you know, when you are cold like a cold drink. When you are weak like a potato, when you are weak like a butternut, soft like ice cream, when you are smooth like butter. Some of those days, unusual for me though, but it is those days, you know. But don't worry, next week, please, you know, buy enough data, charge your battery, so that you can come and listen to this, because next week we have powerful information, very powerful information. We have very, very powerful information. And this new generation is not the first one to discover that there are those, whether are these aliens, are these spiritual beings, or physical beings, or what is going on. We are going to tap into all that, and we are going to find out. We are going to find out. So please, you cannot afford to miss. You cannot afford to miss that. So, next Saturday, I will make sure, because I'm also learning from myself. You are not the only one that is learning. I'm also learning from me.
Namibia, give me your attention. Namibia, give me your attention. Namibia, give me your attention.
you see, it is time for me to say goodbye. And of course, Tatifly is here in today in the studio. I told you that next Saturday you are going to hear what you have never heard before. Whether the aliens are true or not, are they other creation apart from human being in this universe? That is what we are going to be dealing with next Saturday. So please stay tuned for Tatifly.